This weekend, our parish is opting to exercise the option to celebrate the conversion of St. Paul, which falls on January 25th. In today's scripture readings, we see kind of bookends. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles telling Paul's story of conversion, and this gospel story where Jesus is making a promise about all of those who come to believe in him. Both of these stories provide for an extraordinary kind of power that comes from being a believer. We see that Paul experiences who Jesus Christ is in one flash of a moment and is knocked blind by that. But his encounter with Christ was complete and full. So in that brief encounter, he knew who Jesus was. He understood the gospel. So much so that essentially St. Paul defines our faith. St. Paul never met Jesus while Jesus was living here on the planet. In the gospel reading, we're given a promise that as believers, we can speak new languages. We can heal the sick. We can avoid death if we were to drink poison. It could not harm us. Extraordinary things. I think sometimes as people of faith, because this faith experience can be represented in such an extraordinary way, sometimes it can appear to be too much for us, to the point where we kind of throw up our hands and say, I can't do those kinds of things. But as people of faith, what we're really called to do is to represent ourselves as authentically as God had intended. When each one of us was conceived in the womb, God had a purpose. A unique purpose that encompassed in our birth all of the gifts and all of the weaknesses that each one of us possesses uniquely. That is the extraordinary power of God. Because God's purpose for each one of us is for us to recognize him, to live our life fully, healthily, and happily. And it's really only in living as authentically as we can that we're going to accomplish that. So it doesn't matter if what we do is measured as extraordinary by somebody else. What we do needs to be measured against our own authenticity. In today's responsorial psalm, we plead with God to teach us his ways. And in teaching us his ways, we know we need to be humbled. Humility is the gift of really understanding who we are and accepting that. I was standing in the back of church this evening and I was thinking to myself, in this building right now, God has placed a couple hundred people. A couple hundred people that, for whatever reason, he chose in this moment right now to gather us all together. He gathered us with a priest, someone who was called from the moment of conception to be raised to holy orders and to serve us at the Eucharistic table. He called me at my conception to be a deacon. He called Christian brothers who are joining us from LaSalle. There are sisters of St. Joseph. There are married and single people. And God has called each one of us in our baptism to be uniquely authentic to His will. And in doing so, that's where we accomplish something extraordinary. But sometimes we carry it out by doing ordinary things. This weekend, we finish a week in which something extraordinary happened in our country. We had the inauguration of the first person of color as President of the United States. Merely a generation after a time when people of color weren't even welcomed to sit with Caucasians. An extraordinary event. Something of which I'm proud because I'm an American. But in listening to the inaugural address and the follow-up, President Obama is suggesting that each one of us has a responsibility. I was listening to some radio and television interviews where people were talking about President Obama as if he were the one who was going to fix everything. But we have to listen very carefully to him, because what he is saying is each one of us has a responsibility in making this world a better place. Sometimes that means speaking in opposition. In your pews this evening, there are some cards and some information about the Freedom of Choice Act. This act is something that the Obama administration is interested in passing. We have the opportunity to do something ordinary. We have the opportunity to contact our representatives and speak in opposition to this act. The purpose for this act is kind of misleading by the title. They call it the Freedom of Choice Act, but in a sense, it's taking away our freedom. Most essentially, it's taking away the freedom of healthcare providers to use their conscience to say, no, I am not going to be a provider of abortions. It's taking away the freedom of Americans to say, no, I don't want my money to fund abortions. So I want to encourage all of you to think about what God's purpose for you in this very moment is. And I want you to exercise your freedom to respond to that purpose. And that's a purpose only you can discern. In our call as Catholic Christians, we need to be authentic to ourselves and authentic to our purpose. This moment is an opportunity for us to spend time worshiping the Creator who gave us and gives us that purpose. Let us spend this time in worship and discernment to ask God what He is asking of each one of us. In our giftedness and in our weaknesses, so that in doing the ordinary things of the day, we can be extraordinary ministers to the love and the will of God in the world.